Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about understanding your child's love language and how you can use it to your advantage. All this and more on Becoming a Great Dad. Hey everybody, so we are going to be talking today about love languages, specifically your child's love language and the type of love languages out there, and how you can, first of all, figure this out, and then as a dad, use it when you're doing your child raising. So first, let's talk about the idea of the love language. Now, this actually comes from a popular book. I believe the book is called The Five Love Languages, and this was written by a guy named Gary Chapman. And this is initially, I believe it was initially wrote for adults, right? For adults to figure out, hey, how do I like to get and receive love? I think he then expanded it out to couples and then to kids. But the premise is that you take this quiz, and then there's a book, of course, that goes like in depth. But the premise is that certain people, really all people, like to receive love a certain type of way, right? The key here is receive love, all right? And based on answers to your questions, it tells you, I think, based on a percentage out of these five categories, which one, so which way you like to receive love more than another one, okay? Now, in terms of your kids, so I kind of did it myself, and it also works with kids. Now, I will say that it works with, and the quiz you can do is really from, like, I would say, like, 7, 8 on up, right? They don't really have one for babies. But it really gives you a good idea of how your child wants to receive love. Now, the five types of love languages, there are five of them, okay? First one is words of affirmation. Second one is act of service. The third one is physical touch. The fourth one is gifts. And then the fifth one is quality time. Now, I keep on emphasizing the word receive, because I found out and read a little bit and also had experience with this. As adults, we got to be careful that we don't give our kids and give people love the way we want to receive love, right? So, good example. My wife is a word affirmation person, all right? Her love language is definitely communication. I need to make sure I'm giving her that type of love and not projecting, you know, what I would want to get from her to her, right? Same goes with the kids, right? If one of my kids is not, you know, a physical touch kind of kid, I can't, for that kid, be all huggy and physical touchy and think like, okay, like, I've given them love. No, like, I maybe didn't say how great they did in school today or what a wonderful job they did on the chores, and that's how they receive love versus a hug or a kiss or a pat on the back. So I think I told y'all this a while ago, and if you don't know, we have four kids, right? And they range in ages. So again, youngest one is 2, oldest one is 21, all right? 2 boys, 2 girls. Now, for my people out there who have multiple kids and, you know, really more than, I would say, 1 or 2, I have a great tip for you. I learned this, I think, early on as a family. But that tip is, if you have multiple kids, you really have to give each child what I call their own dad time, right? No matter what love language they are, I think all kids to some degree need quality time with dad, right? They need that time to create the bonding experience. I remember when we just started out, and let me think back, I think, and I'm just, you know, try to remember, Emmanuel must have been, you know, 3 or 4. Chris was, you know, 9 or 10. Heaven was maybe in her like early teenage years. I thought, you know what? I got a great idea. I want to spend time with my kids. I'll take them all out to do something together, right? In my mind, I thought, hey, that saves time and saves money. I could, you know, I could hang out with all three of them. I can knock it out in one stone. And what would happen was that, so like I would take them out and let's say for like laser tag, right? The boys would have a good time. Heaven would play, but she'd be like, oh, that wasn't a cup of tea, you know? Or I take them to the French Quarter, and maybe give Heaven some money to go shopping, at the, what they call that place? At the flea market. She would love it. The boys would be like, all right, Dad, can we do something else? Right. And that's not to say that, you know, you can't still have family time. You know, we still have family movie night. You know, we go on vacations together and everything, but each kid needs their own time. Now, how do you actually do that if you have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids? I'm going to tell you the way I did it. It doesn't sound like the funnest way to do it, but it worked for me, right? What I did was I had to actually, so at the beginning of each month, and really, I think on the first of the month, I plan at least one activity or one day out the month, at least one, minimum one, right, if not more. One day where I just devote to just that kid, right? And it's just me and them and that's it, right? I'll tell Toya like, hey, babe, can you watch out the three kids? I'm going out with so-and-so today and it's just us. And I will actually put that on my calendar. I'll schedule it around our family and their schedules. And depending on the time of the year or month, I'll even try to take advantage of, you know, like free stuff. You know, like we have a lot of festivals in New Orleans. So if it's something that's free, I'll try to bring them to that. Or, you know, I've even gotten Groupons, anything I can do to, number one, save money, but two, spend time with them. So, for example, like with Heaven, right, I've actually said, hey, Hev, let's go out, day date. We'll go out, have lunch. And I'd be like, look, we got $100 to spend. Let's go to H&M and go shopping, you know. Oh, for Chris, right? Chris likes to go to a park, just throw the baseball around, kind of hang around. He loves that kind of stuff. For Emmanuel, anything that's running, jumping, shooting, fort building, anything to do with sweat, he's in there. We sweating, Daddy? Let's go. I want to sweat today. And then Bina, what is Bina like? Bina does anything I want to do. She likes to run errands, likes to play in a room. She likes to watch movies. Bina is 2 and she's at that stage where she is, y'all, she is on my hip, right? Girlfriend, I could be going. I got to tell her, Bina, Daddy's going to the bathroom. Give me a minute because she will follow me and want me to hold her, which, hey, I'm not complaining. I know when she gets older, that won't be the case, but that is my ace boon coon. She is like homie, like white on rice. But again, like I try to schedule days with them. Again, even if it's one thing, like, or say one day out of the month, sometimes the month gets super busy and I mean I'd have time every weekend to go out with them, you know? But I can at least guarantee that we can do something. Or if you can't go out and do something, because again, right, going out that requires money. Even say, look, like we're going to hang in your room today. I'm going to get some snacks. Just me. Like I think, for example, Chris and I did that some months ago. I think Chris told me he never watched Back to the Future. I love, of course, I'm a nerd, Back to the Future. So every Friday for 3 Fridays, I got snacks and Chris and I sat in his room, just us two, and watch Back to the Future. And y'all, just to spend time with your kid watching a movie that you love and then have them fall in love with it too, and then also have them be like Chris was trying to figure out plot points that I was like, Chris, just stay with me. I know it's good. That was a special moment to me, you know? But again, I learned that I've definitely got to give each one of them their day, primarily because I don't want to make them compete for my attention, right? Like if we do a family event, I've got a whole Bina managed title. I may not be able to hang with Chris in heaven. I mean, even in the house sometimes, right? It's a competition for my attention. I want to say, hey, today is our time. I want to give all my attention to you. And I found too, like that also, you know, that gives us time to catch up, to talk. You know, maybe something's bothering them. They want to talk to me about. Maybe they are having an issue or have a question. And a lot of times when we have that quality time, I've been able just to talk to them, you know, about stuff that I think I would not have been able to if we were in a house together. So how do you find your child's love language? Okay, what's the magic sauce or the secret test? Well, I'm going to tell you how I did it. If you go to the website is the number 5lovelanguages.com/quizzes. So that's the number 5lovelanguages.com/quizzes. I also put a link, to this site on the website as well too. But when you go there, there's going to be a category for children and for teens. I think there's also one for singles, for like older people. And you can take the quiz. They're about, for the younger kids, they're about 5 minutes. For the older ones, I would say 7 to 8 minutes. But basically, you're going to read the kid a question and they're going to have two answers to pick, right? And based on those answers, the site will basically at the end surmise their love language percentage. Now, for the younger kids, right, there is a category from 5 to 8, but they don't give them a quiz, right? For 5 to 8-year-olds, what they tell you to do is give them some crayons, a piece of paper, and they say, ask him or her to draw out what they think are some ways that parents can show their kids love. So again, 5 to 8-year-olds, they're drawing something out. If you're 9 and above, they have an actual quiz. And so I think they're doing, they also say don't guide them, don't answer questions. If they just draw one thing, fine. If they draw 10 things, fine. But just see what they put down on paper. And I think they're doing this because to a young kid, right, when you say, how does mommy and daddy like show you love, you know, they may not know how to write it out. You know, they may not be able to answer questions about it, but showing them a picture, they can be like, yep, you know what? Hey, I like that. Daddy give me cookies. Yes, that is love to me. You know, for the younger ones, definitely that's a cute exercise. But for the older ones, they're going to answer some questions on how they perceive love. Now, I have a special treat for y'all, okay? I am actually going to, I'm going to try to do this, see how it works. I'm going to have each of the kids as a guest on the next segment, and I'm going to have Heaven, Chris, Emmanuel, and Bina, and they're going to actually answer the quiz questions, and we're going to talk about their results. So let's see how this works. All right, y'all. So I'm starting off with Heaven, the oldest. Heaven, you want to tell the folks a little bit about yourself, your name, age, any other unique Heaven abilities that you have?
So I was about to say my name is Heaven, obviously. So I'm 21. I am a senior at Dillard University.
DU.
Majoring in international business. And I guess something unique about myself is that I never know what to answer to these questions. I guess that I never know what to say about what's unique.
You should have a unique fact that's like super out there. Like I once won the Olympics at 16. Like, oh, you did? Really? Wow. Like I didn't know that. Like First, let's do a little prediction. What do you predict your first and second love language is? Because you're a little older and you know more about yourself. So what do you predict you have?
I think my first one is gifts. And I think my second one would either be words of affirmation. Quality time, maybe.
Okay.
One of those two, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, no. Heaven's first is definitely gifts, y'all. So that's an easy one. All right. So let's go through these. I'll ask you a few questions. We'll fast forward to the end, get your results. All right. So it's more meaningful to me when I hug someone I love or someone I love sends me a loving note, text, email for no special reason.
Someone I love sends me a loving note, text, email for no special reason.
Okay. I can spend a long time with just someone I love, just us, or someone I love does something practical to help me out.
Someone I love does something practical to help me out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Someone I love gives me a little gift as a token of our love, of concern for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with those I love.
Someone I love gives me a little gift as a token of our love.
Okay, all right. Someone I love does something unexpected for me to help me with a project, or I can share an innocent touch with someone I love.
Someone I love does something unexpected for me to help me with.
All right, so we have fast forwarded to the end. The one for the single people were kind of long. The teenage one is kind of long, too. I would say that's about maybe 7 minutes. But, all right, Heaven, so you got your first two, 33% in receiving gifts and 27% acts of service. So I would have thought receiving gifts was definitely the first one. Mm-hmm. I thought the second one could have been quality time, but I could definitely see you being like, I appreciate someone if they do something to show they love me. Your thoughts on the results?
So I think the results are pretty accurate. I see that physical touch is like the lowest percentage, and that's definitely accurate. Like, I'm not one of those people that I feel like, you know, I have to be like super like snuggled under you, but the mm-hmm. receiving gifts and the acts of service, I definitely think about those a lot, and I appreciate those like specifically a lot.
Yeah, and something that the website says too, I'm gonna just point this out, is that I kind of knew and figured out a while ago you were like a gift giving love person, right? Mm-hmm. And when I talk to people, well, they didn't say this, but I think a lot of people think if you receive a gift, mm-hmm. I think the word that pops up is they're materialistic, which you're not, right? Mm-hmm. Just because somebody wants to receive a gift, that doesn't equate to that. I equate receiving a gift also to kind of being an act of service, right? I have to go out, think about you, find something you like, wrap it up, write you a note, give it to you. Mm-hmm. And yes, the gift is nice to you, but I think like I've given you like small gifts, right? Mm-hmm. And you've just been appreciative of like, oh man, like dad got me this today. I was having a hard, or even like you come home, I do the dishes. Like that's a gift.
Right.
That like that's a gift, but it's also an act of service. So even if somebody does have the gift one, I think it's just good to know that that doesn't necessarily mean that that person needs an actual wrapped purchase gift. Right. Sometimes it could just be a like, hey, Heaven, here's $10. Go get yourself some McDonald's. Or hey, Heaven, I did a chore for you. Or sometimes like, hey, Heaven, like I literally went to the store, bought something, wrapped the present. The best kind of gifts I like getting you is when I hide them and you find them later on. So I'm like, all right, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. I like those a lot. So 33% on receiving gifts, 27% of acts of service. And then the third runner up is quality time. And I told this to Chris as well, too, is that, you know, so you already know this, but I think it's just good to reaffirm because, like, as you get older, you can, like, tell people, look, like, I'm going to be straight with you. Mm-hmm. I like to receive, and I was saying in the podcast earlier that we got to be careful when we're older that we don't we don't give people love the way we want love, right? We got to give them love the way we want love. So like you are a gift giving. So like so for example, I'm a quality time and physical touch person.
Right.
But Heaven got 10%. So maybe physical touch love is not the right, like, right? But I have to know that, hey, to get her a gift, bam, she's in there. Act of service, doing something for her, bam, she's right. Now, I think also, and we've done the quality time thing, I think that probably is what and what. But I have to make sure, I think you got, 71? But I have to make sure that I'm giving her the kind of love as a dad that she needs, not what I want to give her, you know? Okay, so now on the mic, our second guest, I have our oldest son, Christopher Bodie Jr. They can't see you. It's a podcast.
No, they can't see me.
All right, Chris, so let's play the five love language game. All right,
I'm a single teen, though.
Yeah, but they mean single like a single adult. Like, you're going to take the teen. So, Chris is... I'm sorry, Chris. And you tell the people about yourself, your name, your age.
I'm 14. My name is Christopher Bodie Jr.
Okay.
Like my dad.
All right. That's good. All right. So, Chris, I am going to read you some statements, and you tell me what fits better. Now, you're a little older. You know about the love language thing, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, I'm going to take a guess, right? I'm going to guess that Chris is a, let me see. I'm going to guess that you are a quality time and words of affirmation. No. Take it back. A quality time and acts of service. What do you think you're going to be?
I think you got it right.
Okay.
I think I'll be that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. So let's read your statements. I'm going to read a couple. We'll fast forward it and we'll get to the end for your results. So what statements fit you better? I like to spend one-on-one time with people, or I feel loved when someone gives me practical help.
I like to spend one-on-one time with people.
Okay. I like when people get me gifts, or I enjoy hanging out with people close to me.
I really enjoy hanging out with people close to me.
All right. I feel love when someone I'm close to puts their arm around me, or I feel love when I receive a gift from someone I'm close to. Which one? The arm around, or would you rather an arm around, or me be like, here, you know, here's a gift, Chris. Which one would you?
I don't know. I guess I'd do the arm around.
Okay. Arm around. All right.
That one.
Gifts are symbolic. Gifts are symbols of love that are important to me, or I feel love when people affirm me, meaning exactly. People. So affirm means when somebody said, I said, Chris, you did a good job in school today. You're being a good brother. You took the trash out. Good job. You know,
gifts are symbols.
Okay. All right. I like to spend time with my family and friends, or I like to receive little gifts from family and friends.
I like to spend time with family and friends.
Okay. Words of acceptance mean a lot, or I know someone loves me when he or she helps me. All right, y'all, we are back with Chris's results. Let's see. Drum roll, please. Wow. Okay, so Chris, So Chris's score, he scored high. His primary love language is quality time.
Yes,
you scored 40%. And then your second highest one was acts of service or physical touch. So basically, he got 40% on quality time, 17% physical touch, 17% acts of service, words of affirmation 13%, and receiving gifts 13%. So that means that you really like spending time with people. That's how you receive love, which I'm gonna tell you honestly, I think, you know, me being your dad, that makes a bunch of sense. Like, like the times when you said, hey, Dad, can we go and, you know, go to the park, do something, like you seem like the happiest. So, and then, so I'm gonna say this. So you got 17% in two categories out of physical touch and acts of service. What do you think is your second love language?
If I would think like acts of service.
Okay. Acts of service. So like, yeah,
like doing people do stuff for me or bring me places.
Okay. All right. I can definitely
like
see.
That'd be like, you know, a second one. Definitely.
Okay. All right. I can definitely see that. And this is good. Now, Chris is, you know, 14. And this is good too for you, Chris, because as you get older, right, and as you meet people, you know, you now know the way you like to receive love. So you can say, look, like, I would really like to go spend quality time, da da da. That's how I like to receive things. I have my youngest son, Emmanuel. Ty, you want to tell people, well, the audience, your name and your age?
My name is Emmanuel Grant Bodie, and I'm 7 years old.
Okay. And so we call him Ty, short for Tito. I'm going to give you, Ty, your five love languages quiz. Let's play the love language game. All right, so Tato is 7, but I am going to give him the 9 to 12-year-old only because the 5 to 8-year-old, they don't really have a quiz. I think he's smart enough to definitely take the 9 to 12-year-old quiz. And it's super easy. All right, so Ty, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, okay? Okay. And you got to tell me I'm going to read some statements to you, all right? Okay. And you got to tell me which statement you like the best, okay? So, for example, would you rather give me a hug or you're terrific? Which statement do you like the best out of those two?
You're terrific. You are terrific.
Okay. All right. What about, I've got something special for your birthday, or I'll help you with a project. Which one of those do you like the best?
I'll help you with a project.
Okay. Give me a high five or let's go to the movies. Which one of those you like?
Let's go to the movies.
Okay. So, and as we move along in the questions, y'all, there's a percentage meter. We're at 15% right now. So I think this is, you know, probably a 5-minute test. All right. So we'll do a couple more. And then we'll fast forward to the end for you guys. All right, Ty, so would you like to hear you're so smart or have you made your Christmas list?
You are so smart.
Okay. Would you like to hear would you help me cook dinner or I like going fun places with you?
I like going fun places with you.
All right, and we got to the end of Emmanuel's results. Let me just fast forward. So this is very interesting, because I initially thought, so I'm gonna tell you, Ty, I thought you were going to be a quality person time, which you are, but let me say this, Tato actually is very even. So his highest love language, you ready for this, is receiving gifts. Yeah. You know what that means?
Yeah. Because
What does that mean?
Because I like gifts.
Right. That means that you you like when people give you gifts. Like, you like when people give you things, right?
Also because I always pick the left one.
Oh, okay. The left answer?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I think the left answer for you seemed like the one you like the most, right? But here's the thing. His percentage is a 25% for receiving gifts, right? That was his highest. But he also got a 20% for physical touch, meaning you like affection. Also quality time, which you like quality time. I agree with that. And also words of affirmation. That means you like when people tell you good stuff about yourself. The least one you had was active service. But again, like he got 25, 20, 20, 20, 15. So you're kind of even keeled, Ty. So that means that daddy got to buy you a gift and we got to spend quality time together. Got to give you a gigantic hug and say how great you are. Wouldn't you like all those things?
Yeah.
That'd be great, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right, Ty. Well, thank you for taking the test. Now I know more about you. All right, now we have the youngest member. I have Bina sitting on my lap right now. Bina, say, look, Bina, see the mic, say hi.
Hi.
Okay, Bina, so can you tell the audience your name?
Okay.
Okay, what's your name?
Bina.
Okay, and how old are you?
Big.
You what?
Big.
You're a big girl, but how old are you? 1, 2, 3. How old are you?
Big or one.
Okay, she said big or one. So, with Bina being two, I'm not going to give her the test. Bina, so daddy's doing a podcast tonight, and I'm doing all your siblings, and we're trying to figure out what their love languages are. For you, I'm going to go ahead and guess, all right? So let's look over here, and let's bring daddy's notes up. All right, Bina, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. You tell me what you like the most, okay? Do you like when mommy and daddy give you hug and kisses? Say yes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like when mommy and daddy read to you? Yes, say yes?
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Do you like when we buy you gifts? Say yes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, she's shaking her head, yes. Let's see what else. Oh, do you like when we play with you? Yes, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, Bina likes all five love languages. She sees everything. I'll say this personally. I think for her and even 2 years old, I'm going to put her as a, let me see. I'm going to put her as a acts of service and a quality time person. She loves to spend time with me and her brothers. She loves to do stuff. She loves to use stuff for her. So it'll be cool to see as she gets older what she gets into. Bina, you want to say anything to the people on the podcast before you go? You want to say anything?
Yeah.
Okay, say something.
I get in order is I big is I older is.
Okay.
My older is a big.
Really?
I older a big.
Okay,
and,
all right.
And this is me, Tato.
And Tato joined us as well, too. Tato, you want to say anything to the audience before we got to go?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
What you want to say?
I'm Bina's sister.
Brother.
Brother.
Yes.
Almost like her first big brother.
Okay.
Actually second, I think.
Okay.
So...
And so look, while I got you guys on the podcast, yeah. Let me see. Let's do some quick stuff. Favorite color, go.
My favorite color.
Talking
is,
to the mic.
Go. My favorite color is like blue raspberry.
Okay. Favorite TV show right now.
The Bad Bears.
Okay. And favorite subject in school.
I think ELA.
Okay. All right. So Bina, say bye.
Bye.
Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
All right, guys.
Bye.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, my name is Chris Bodie, and I'm your host on Becoming a Great Dad podcast. I'm so excited to announce our new merchandise line called The Great Dad Society. The Great Dad Society is a signature collection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats, mugs, and mores. And this is all made for dads. This is apparel that any father would love to have, and it makes a great gift for the dad in your life. Feel free to check it out on my site, chrisabody.com/store. That's C-H-R-I-S-A-B-O-U-D-Y thegreatdad.com/store. Again, that's the Great Dad Society collection. Check it out today.
Man, that was fun. That was fun just, you know, having them on the podcast and record with me. I hope you got to see, well, hear through their voices, how special and unique they are, right? And, you know, when I think about the, I guess, five categories, right, I also think about, okay, Chris, right, I got the categories down pat. I took the quiz. I understand what these things means, but like for my kids, what are some actionable things that I can do, you know, if they are a physical touch or a quality time kid, right? Well, I've got a list of items that I'm going to read out to you. So get a pen or a pencil. But here are some actionable items that you can do with your kid depending on where they're at. Are you ready? Okay. So the first one, words of affirmation. The way you can show them love is by complimenting them. You can express appreciation. You give them a card. You can send a text. You can tell them you love them. Tell them you're proud of them. You can actively listen. You can slip a note in their lunchbox or under their pillow. You can notice their efforts and acknowledge in front of others. So again, words of affirmation. The second one, acts of service. You can help them clean their room. You can make them meals. You can help them out of the door on time. Help them with their homework. Bring them something to drink. Help the little ones bathe. You can help them clean up their toys, organize their closet, tuck them in at night. So again, that one is acts of service. Physical touch. You can comb their hair, scratch their back, rub their feet. You can cuddle and read a story. You can tickle them, pat them on the back. You can sit near them. You can give them hugs and kisses, group hugs, high fives, this little piggy type games, hold hands, or you can also do mani and pedis. Again, that's physical touch. The next one is gifts. You can make their favorite treat. You can give them a thoughtful gift on an ordinary day. You can plan out presents that fit their interests. You can mail a package when they're away. You can give them flowers or a pretty rock. You can do a treasure hunt. You can give them a bracelet or some gift they'll appreciate, something small. And again, that's gifts. And then the last one, quality time. You can give them undivided attention. You can do chores together. You can make a treat. You can ask about their day. You can make eye contact, play with them, do a craft, eat together, go on a date, camp out, board games, bike rides, bedtime stories, read and do hobbies side by side, and also laugh a lot. These are things that, you know, if you have a kid in this area, those are some actionable items you can do. As I read through them, the funny thing, I definitely picked out a couple that I said, yep, we definitely do that. Let me see if I can go up for a second. Words of affirmation. I definitely tell them how proud of them I am. I have definitely slipped them notes on their doors. Acts of service. Making their meals. We do that a lot. Tuck them in at night, especially the two little ones. Physical touch. I'm a very affectionate dad, so hugs, kisses, high fives. You know, thankfully Chris at 14 still likes to hug me. Gifts, definitely, you know, making a favorite treat. I definitely love to get having a small gift. Either something she said she wanted that's small, or, you know, a bad day, you know, I get her something. And quality time, we definitely eat together. We go and we camp out. We do bedtime stories. We done chores together. We have playtime. I do ask about their day a lot as well too. So you know, I'm so I can definitely see some items in here. But again, there are some things I never thought of before. Like I never thought of, you know, like combing their hair or you know, doing a closet organizing or noticing their small efforts. So I can definitely add this to my repertoire. So your action item or your homework for the next 2 weeks. First, definitely go take that quiz. It shouldn't take you any time, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. And take it with your kid, right? Don't try to answer for them. Let them answer. I thought it was fun with the kids to, you know, try to guess what their love language would be, then take the test and then see what it really is. I think also for your older kids too, I think it's good to explain to them, like, really their primary love language and secondary one, what that really means for them. Because again, as they get older and get into relationships, it's just going to be another tool that they can fall back on and say, you know what? I'm a words person, right? I'm a physical touch. I'm a gift person. They need to know that early on so they can communicate that to their partner, right? And so that they're not fishing around like, well, he or she is nice, but I don't really, you know, I don't really feel love from them. Well, they probably aren't giving you love the way you want to receive love. But the better question is, do you even know how you want to receive love, right? So definitely take that test. And I would say, based on the results, try to schedule, look, again, start off small, right? You want to go outside, take 5 swings of the axe, of the tree, and go sit back inside. Now, that's a metaphor, right? Don't go outside and you trying to chop down a tree and swing 1,000 times. You're never going to do it again the next day, but go outside, 5 chops, sit down, next day, 5 chops. So with this, I'm saying, schedule just 1 hour in the next few weeks of something you can do with your kid or kids on how they want to receive love. All right, y'all, that is the end of the podcast. I hope this was a good episode for y'all. I had a fun time with it. I would definitely implore you guys to check out the other episodes. I got some good feedback. I'm also telling people to, if you want to leave me a message on the podcast, you can download the Anchor app. If you go to iPhone or Android, just search for anchor.fm, anchor.fm. You can download that app. And you can search for podcasts. Mine should be up there, Becoming a Great Dad. But there's a bunch of other good podcasts on there as well too. But on that app, there's a feature where if you click on my podcast, you can leave me a voice memo. I will get that and I can actually put that in a future podcast. So please check it out. As usual, check out the website, becomingagreatdad.com. Share this with friends and family. And we also have some other episodes. Share them. You can find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, pretty much all of your major sites. So until next time, y'all be safe. Take care.